Developing on what we were saying yesterday in the name of the Rosh in Archas Chaim, is it included in this awareness that we're meant to be developing within ourselves as we say the Shema, is to trust in Hashem with all our heart and to believe in His Hashkacha Pratis, to believe in His Divine Providence. And in doing so, we establish in our hearts the unification of Hashem. We develop this sense of awareness that He is conscious and aware of everything that happens in the world. Hashem not only sees what happens in the outer world, He's also fully aware of the emotions, the feelings in our hearts. He's boichen lev chayke klayos. Why? Because if you don't believe in Asher ha'itzisicha meretz Mitzrayim, you also don't believe in Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Meaning it's not enough just to believe in an infinite being that created the universe. But of necessity and by definition, that infinite being that created the universe also has to be intimately involved in everything that happens in this world. Aware of it. That which we can see and that which we can't see. That's Yichud Hashem. Hashem not only is the creator, but also is the sustainer. And this is what is unique about our Emunah. And this, says the Rosh, is the foundation of the entire Torah. And this is what we mean when we say it in the Shema. Hashem, who is Elokeinu, the creator, who is omnipotent, who runs the world with Hashkacha Pratis, who took us out of Mitzrayim. And we saw His providence, and we saw His intimate involvement in this world, and His ability to suspend the laws of nature at will, is that which we experienced at Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem Elokeinu, which is the same idea as we mentioned, as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hitzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. It is this idea of Hashem Elokeinu, that of the creator of the universe being our God, which at the moment is a unique set of beliefs held by the Jewish people. But as far as we're concerned, that's not good enough. And that's why Rashi says, Hashem, shehu Elokeinu ato v'lo Elokeha amos, Hashem, who is now our God and not the God of the nations, who asad liyos Hashem echad, ultimately will be recognized by all of humanity as Hashem Echad. Rashi brings a pasuk in Tzfanya, ki az ha'hafech el am sofa burdek ha'kulam Hashem Hashem. I will turn all of humanity, all of the nations, to the clear language, to all of them call out in the name of Hashem. And as the pasuk says, we say it every day in Davening, three times a day, b'yayim ha'u Hashem Echad v'shmo Echad. On that day, Hashem will be one and His name will be one. All of humanity aware of the truth that we hold to be evident right now. Meaning Hashem, who isn't just a creator, but who is the sustainer, all-powerful. That's everybody. Everybody is going to recognize this. This is something that we need to internalize. We need to develop our awareness of Hashem's omnipotence. And also, start to think about what a world could look like when all of humanity knows this and begin to direct our actions to enabling that truth to become reality.